Zechanishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Shane, Abbas Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so we've been discussing the Hutra and the Chuya questions, and you know, and yesterday we were talking about by Tuma Hutra Betzibor, whether you have to, you know, if it's Hutra, maybe, then even if all the people in your Beis Av are Tamei, there's no need to go to another Beis Av. And that was the discussion. Then the last thing we were in the middle of is Bris Milah. And we said that, you know, Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. Right? We prasken only the Milah is Docha Shabbos. That was Reb Lezer, the Milah, was of the opinion that even Machshirei Milah is Docha Shabbos. So that means that the Moel could bring his knife to the site of the Milah on Shabbos itself, carrying of the Sak and HaMilah. And we don't paskin like Rebbe Lezer. We hold that that only the Milah itself is Docha Shabbos, the Machshirei Milah are not Docha Shabbos. So therefore, if you're in a community where there's no Erev, and you don't use the Erev or whatever, then the boil would have to go to the site of the Milah before Shabbos and leave his equipment there before Shabbos. And because Machshirei Milah is not Docha Shabbos. So the question that we were discussing yesterday is, could you split up the Milah into two people? Because we don't think of in these terms. You know, we think about all the different kibbutim we give at a Milah. You know, the Sandek, the Kvater, the, you know, this and that. You know, my first son's Bris, Rabbi Elio Zimmerman was the Moel, and so he was able to creatively help me give many kibbutim. We gave Hagoshes. Means that one passed the baby to the another, to the other, to the other. So anyone who was there that I didn't have enough kibbutim for the regular. But so the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about what could you split the Milah itself into two parts? Because there's the Or HaMilah and the Or HaPriya. So could you give one moil the Or HaMilah and one moil the Or HaPriya? So during the week, L'chara, you should be able to. But on Shabbos, it's a question, because, you know, the old minig, as I said yesterday, was that you did the Milah and then the Priya. Because it wasn't done at the same time. First you cut off the Or HaMilah, and then you roll back the Or HaPriya. Right? And today some Moilim, as I told you, Rabbi Katzenstein Pinchas said about his father, that Rav Bick told him to start doing Milah Priya B'Vasachas. So therefore he would have less shilas, because it would just be, you know, you take the two pieces of skin and you pull them and then you do a clean cut. And so Rav Menashe Klein wrote a whole sefer. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the one who wrote a tshuva permitting this practice of Milah Priya B'Vasachas. And Rav Menashe Klein was upset, because he didn't like when people changed the old Minhagim. And the old Minhagim was to do it Zachazeh, that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, and the Milah was done with a sakin. The Priya was done with the nail, with the fingernail. So it was not done at the same time. So, and that's why there could be a shaila whether you could give two moilim. If you do Milah Priya Basachas, so it's not shaykh to speak about giving it to two different people, because the first guy, the first moil, he's going to cut both skins, finished. So but if you do it Zachazeh, you take just the Or Milah and you cut it off, and then you roll up the Or Priya, then you could give it to, ostensibly to two different people. So the question is it right to do that? Because the first moil, he's gonna cut the Or Milah, and then the kid is not considered gemalt al pidin, because mol velo para ki ilu lo mol. Right? If you do the Milah and you didn't do the Priya, it's nothing. It's interesting that the Gemara says that Avram Avinu wasn't given, was only given the mitzvah of Milah, not Priya. And later on, in the Zman of Yoshua, like Rav Shechel points out, it says, Asei lecha charvos tzurim, v'shuv mol as bnei Yisrael shenis. That now they got the second part of the mitzvah, and that is the Priya. The Beis HaLevi has a famous drasha in his Sefer Beis HaLevi. Not in the drushas, in the Chumash. Beis HaLevi has many Sfarim, but one Sefer he wrote on Ala Torah, Beis HaLevi. And for some reason, we only have Brachos and Shmos. After that, I don't know whether it wasn't written or we don't have it. Only Brachos and Shmos. That's all we have. But at the end of the Tshuvas of the Tshuvas Beis HaLevi, there's drushas there. They're very chashuv drushas. At the end of the Sefer Beis HaLevi, there's simanim and simanim of drush that the Beis HaLevi wrote. So his famous thing in the Sefer, on, I think it's on Lech Lecha, that he writes the Mila and the Priya is the Sur Meira V'Asei Tov. That's the homiletic idea of what Mila is about. So that's why the two, the Ora Mila, the Ora Priya, one's removing the bad, removing the Ora Mila, and the Asei Tov is being Megala, the Ora Priya. That's the. So the Mechaber says it's improper to split up on Shabbos the mitzvah. It's not a proper thing, because it comes out that the first Moel was Machal Shabbos, and he didn't get the mitzvah done. He didn't get the mitzvah done. So what is that all about? So how can he can't do that? So the Mechaber Paskin, you have to give one Moel, even though that one Moel is doing it Zachar Zeh, but that's the process of doing it Zachar Zeh and getting it done. But the Ramah has this tshuva here. Let's look now on page 13, and he disagrees. V'or ani ma'omer, on the left side, the second paragraph. Again, this is the Dr. Usher Zeev's edition of the Shut HaRamah, with the footnotes here. V'or ani ma'omer d'shari. Yeah.
Is it really true that the person who's starting the melacha has to be finishing the whole act?
In other words, if the first moel didn't complete the mitzvah, so then he was machal Shabbos, was when he cut, blood came out.
Because he didn't complete the mitzvah.
So what right does he have to be machal Shabbos?
He's still part of the mitzvah.
Part of the mitzvah. By Mila, it's all or nothing. You did the mitzvah, you did part of the mitzvah, you did garnished. That's
right,
the famous Mabit in the Beis Elokim says that when it comes to a lot of mitzvahs, it's all or nothing. He says, tshuva is an exception. If a person had harata al sha'ovar, and then he's supposed to have Kabbalah al asid, but he slips back and the Kabbalah al asid wasn't so great, he says, by tshuva, whatever, even a little bit, is meaningful. It's not all or nothing. That's how I wrote a whole thing in my Sefer on Chumash Devarim, that why by tshuva it says, Karov Elecha Ma'od, Befichu Vavach La'asoso. Because by tshuva, even a little bit is meaningful. We don't say all or nothing by tshuva. That's the famous Mabit in the Beis Elokim.
What about the rest of...
But when it comes to other areas in halacha, if you shop for the dalad minim and you don't get, this could happen. A lot of times we shop for the dalad minim and we wait for the aravas till the end. And then if you forget, you could have had the nicest, the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim, but you didn't get the aravas. So you got nothing. You got nothing. It's all or nothing. Some mitzvahs, you have dalad parshias in the tefillin. But if you don't have all dalad parshios, you have nothing. Right? So, same thing by Mila. If you do the Or Mila, but you didn't do the Or Priya, it's ki'ilu lo mal. Mal v'lo para, the Gemara says ki'ilu lo mal.
So, Rabbi, if someone has... Does that mean that someone else wouldn't be allowed to bring the mo the knife on Shabbos? Because it's muktzah for him because he's not doing the milah.
What do you mean bring it? We said we paskin that you can't carry the knife on Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. Right?
Right.
The Rabbi Elezer's shita was, that's the famous Rabbi Elezer the Mila, he said that Machshiri Mitzvah are also Docha. But we don't right, paskin like that.
Someone else couldn't carry it. It would have to be the... It would have to be...
No, you have to bring the Sakin Mila before Shabbos.
But I'm saying it would have to be the Mol, because otherwise it's Muktzah for everyone else. And since
yeah, that's a separate halachas of Hilchas Muktzah, how to deal with that. That's a separate thing. But he says like this, V'odani Omer, page 13 in the left side. The Shari, the Ramah says, no, it's Mutter. You can split up the Kibudim by Mila. The Rai mi Korban Tamid, and Vesofim Shal Shabbos. In other words, Korban Tamid wasn't just done by one Kohen. In other words, the Korban Tamid, one person shechted, another person mekabel the dam. So you could say the same thing. What right do you have to shecht the Korban Tamid if you're not going to be the one that's going to complete all the avodas? But the answer is it's a process. So you could do one part of the process. He can tell, as long as the process is completed by the group, then it's okay.
Debbie?
Yeah.
What about, we talked last year about the kolbo by slichos of matzil and mitzvah omen lo megmoya?
Yeah.
So why don't we say that here?
Say again? Matzil and mitzvah omen lo megmoya?
Right.
Yeah.
We...
You're just saying that maybe...
The kolbo by slichos, et cetera, why don't we say that here, that...
In other words, we should say that the... In other words, why would we allow... In other words, you're right, maybe there's an Indian that taka we shouldn't, but the question is it Chil Shabbos? The Mechaber is saying, if you split it up, the mitzvah milah with two different moilim, one does the milah and one does the friya, so the first moil is a Mechal Shabbos. Maskel b'mitzvah milah gemor is a question whether that's a nice thing to do. To let somebody finish up. The one who's davening slichas should daven shachris for the omer, etc. A maskel b'mitzvah omer mo gemor. So
the question is by the avoda, why don't we lechatchila 7 days a week have one kohen do the whole thing?
I guess it would be too taxing for the one kohen to do the whole thing. I just think maybe practically it would be, and then also they were, but it's interesting because they had a concept of payosos, right, that they would draw lots to who would do the different parts of the avoda. So you see, it was built in the system that they're not going to have it done by one person, you know, during the week and maybe even on Shabbos. But it could be just first of all. We want to be able to, split it up with the different kohanim so they could do the avoda, you know. And it could be maybe it was, you know, would be too taxing. But we see that it was built in the system that we had a different pious for different parts of the avoda. So he says. The Ramah makes a comparison between. Hilchas Mila and Hilchas Avoda B'Mikdash. And he says, just like by Avoda B'Mikdash, we split it up. So by Mila, we could split it up too. And even though Avoda B'Mikdash is Docha Shabbos, so obviously we're splitting it up even on Shabbos. So the same thing over here. You could split it up even on Shabbos. So Ora Mi Omer D'Shari V'Rai Mi Korban Tomit. Because they didn't do it differently on Chol than they did it on Shabbos. So just like in Chol, they split it up into many different Kohanim who were doing the Avoda, so to on Shabbos. Sheyanishka v'nifshar k'mo b'chol. V'yu harbe Kohanim v'Yisraeli misaskin bo v'mechal on Shabbos. Avo p'sheya efshar b'kohen echad. He says, "Ve'ein lechalik be'mila lavoda." In other words, don't say that's different. The paragraph blazed the mila by the mail of the mila titcha Shabbos mi avoda the dachi Shabbos mikal v'chomer tarash and nitcha, etc. Avol gav lo koy hay kal v'chomer hasam hamishim pircha chrin avol halo parch avoda muteres b'Shabbos b'shnayim ashein kei b'mila mer never challenged that. So mila, that was an assumption that the avoda was done that way. And then he writes on page 14, V'od rayim inyan pikuach nefesh. Oh, now he's getting back to our topic, pikuach nefesh. The kosu Rambam, the Shabbos, who etzlo kechol gomer. He says the Rambam uses the lashon, it's kechol gomer. Like when it comes to pikuach nefesh, it's kechol gomer. Lachen kosev hatur deshochtim chol of alon machin leoso nevela. Right, that's the famous Marami Rutenberg, that you rather shecht and give him kosher meat than nevela. Lachen kosev arosh. Vimkein anuroim de'eim edaktakim be'isur pikuach nefesh latzas isur kam yachashu kechol. What then? The vezi chol of latzas melacha achas kemo b'chol. Vimkein b'mila nami. He says in Pipkuch Nefesh, you don't have to do the Isser Kal. In other words, you don't have to give him the Nevela. You could do the Isser Chomer, because it's Kechol. Who had in the Bebez Yichol Masas Melach Achas? Kimbo Bechol? And you could split it up. The Beshab Yichol Masas Melach Achas. So just like by Mila, him came a mokum to also be Mila, also gam came Pukha Nefesh, the heavy taste him love Mila, al Shmamina de la Chalik. And then, so that's what he says. And then he writes a bigger chiddush on page 14 here. V'lo mistafina on the left side, amin by the arrow. V'lo mistafina amina the yoser tov lasoso ode shnei moalim. Maybe it's better to have shnei moalim. Kidei shlo yesa shum adam echad me malacha shleima. V'avi kishnaim shasu malacha biyachad, the pturim. Right, whenever you divide a malacha up, it's like shnaim shasu. So is Potter, but he says nonetheless, be'emet chol inyan shari. He says because just like the Rambam says by pikuach nefesh it's kachol, so by mila it's kachol, and he thinks it's certainly mutter lechatchila. Wow. So that's what he says. Well, well, well. So he says that it's...
Why is this like Shnayim Sha'asahu? That each one is doing a complete act. One is doing the Chetuch, one's doing the Priya. That's not Shnayim Sha'asahu.
Right, that's a good point. But maybe he's saying...
Unless two people are holding...
Right, no, but maybe he's saying is that since without the Priya, the Mila is just a Mekalkel. Understand? So to do the reason why the Mila is considered a Malacha has to be because you're doing something positive. And if one guy just does the Mila, not the Priya, so he really is just a Mekalkel. He didn't do anything. So the only thing that makes it a malacha is because you accomplished something. You only accomplished something because the two people did what they did.
That's also different. You can ask a kasha on that too. Because even if you do the chitzuch without the priya, it's still a tikkun.
Maybe not. Maybe if the Gemara says that that malvel opara is ki'ilu lo mal, so...
One other question. Rebbe said before about the excuse me, the question about Nevela versus Krita. Even if you hold it's better to Shech, you can still hold that Shabbos is Zechuya and not Hutra. Right?
Right.
Because the reason that even if you say Zechuya, you can still Shech is because they hold that because you're still better doing one so-called serious Avera as opposed to many Averas.
Right, that's the run. That's the run. That's the Ran Shita, but the Rambam Rutenberg doesn't work with that. The Rambam Rutenberg doesn't say that. That's the Ran Svar.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, and as I showed you yesterday, this is a Machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. On Reish Samach Vav Yudalid, where the Mechaber on page 19. Yeshli Zohar Shalom Yomul Shnei Molim Mila Achaz V'Shabbos Eyumol V'Zei Yifra El Amol Hu Atzmo Yifra. And then the Ramah says, "Lo matzasi raya ledvarv da adra banirli da shari da mila dach yeshabes kmo avoda v'miktash." Shekama kohenim hayu ovdim mchalim shabes. Me'achad the shabes nital litchos harehu kechol lechol dover. You know what I feel fascinating about this Ramah is very rarely do you ever see the Ramah giving hesberim. Ramah, you know. Rama usually would just say, literally shehu mutter. You know, he gives, he's much more verbose in the Hagos Rama than he normally is. Just an interesting observation. Okay, then Moshe Feinstein here in the Tshuva Sigros Moshe has a discussion of the comparison to Hilchas Tuma Hutra Betzibur Dechuya and Tuma, because on one hand, on page 23, he says in Halacha Gimel, he has the Kasha im. Shabbos dechuya etzel pikuach nefesh medula mahadrin and achar nochrim. You know, why don't we? In other words, we should dafki get. He says, "Avahat tamu ma'od alo mahadrin and achar nochri." Right? We don't get dafka nochri and fakir. Maybe there's an issur to do it all yaday nochri. So if you're saying that Shabbos is dechuya. If you hold like that, then you, Dafka should. So the Pshat in the Mechaber Ramah, like Rav Shecht always says, is a machlokas whether whether Mila is Dechuya b'Shabbos or Hutra b'Shabbos. That's how I think Rav Shecht always says over. That according to the Mechaber, it's Dechuya. So therefore, to be Docha Shabbos, you need to have fulfilled the mitzvah. So the first Moel didn't fulfill the mitzvah, so he did an Avera, and it's only Dechuya. According to, that's how Rav Shecht explained the Mechaber, and Rav Shecht explained the Ramah, that it's like what he says, it's Kachol, so it's Hutra. So Mimela, if it's Hutra, that means Lagabi Mila, the whole thing is Ki'ilu, it's not Shabbos. And Mimela, you could even split it up. So now Ramosha is discussing how come we don't say that Yedavka, in other words, if you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan explained that the two pshatim in the Gemara, what does it mean, lo yasu al yedei nochrim? Does it mean that you don't have to, or it's usher to do? But you see, Beferish, that no one says that either you don't have to, or it's usher. But we don't say fakir dafka do it al yedei nochri. We don't say that. So he says that obviously this, and in Hilchas Tuma we say fakir that if something is dechuya, then dafka you should try to get a tahar, and the parallel over here would be dafka to do with a goy. So we don't see anyone saying dafka to do with a guy. Fakir, it's either usser or you can. We don't say anyone's saying that. So he says that. So he says that this is different. Let's see what he says. Yeah, if you look on page 24. He says, Aval Hataz, on the left side. Aval Hataz, Besiv Kotten, hey, Hamatik am Bezeh Afalasovrim, the Chuyah, Mishim, the Shem, Yitu, the Chola, Acher, the Chain, Hul, Haran. Tzarchalom, the Savi, Haran, Hataz, the Chain, the Chiyuv, who Rak al Yisrael, Hagodol, the Alaakum, Nakotten, Lake, the Chiyuvim, Ein Lechaivo, Shuyas al Yidin Ochri. The Akotten, Afalasovrim, the Chuyah, וזה אין חילוק בין דחוי להוטרה. מאחר שאולו לסוס, והוא אינו יכול לסוס בלו לחי יש השבס, ראשו לסוס, על קופונם הוטר לא לדחוס. In other words, he has the obligation, the Jew, to save the life. The Akum and the, so Mimela, since he has the obligation, so even if you hold the Chuya, he could do it, because he has the mitzvah to be Doche Shabbos. But he says, "Rach mikaven sheim hu yase ba'atzmo, yase al yidei iser hayolo mios tov lahach v'lasos adei nochri v'katan al zeh kaven she nimtza machshil and l'pamachet leke b'zeh mios tov." So, but there's no even hider. You say usually we say, "Why not? Why not mios tov? You know, why not? It's no big deal. The guy's right here. Why not?" So he's saying because of the problem that it could lead to a kilkel in the future, like we said before, that you sometimes you won't have a guy there and you'll think you need to wait for a guy. That's why it's not even considered a hider to do it with a guy. In other words, usually we have a concept of mios tov. Mios tov, the post says, I'll tikkur rasha. In other words, if you can do something and it's no big deal, no sweat off your back, so do it. So why don't you say the same thing with Nochri? But because by Nochri, we have a counter consideration. So Rav Moshe says now, Lodomi l'dchuya d'tumah l'korban tzibur. See, by korban tzibur, then we say that d'tchuya means that if you could do it by tahorim, so get the tahorim to do it. Dim d'tchuya leka klal achiyav avodol shal beisav zeh, mishmer zeh ala al shar kohanim. In other words, because if it's dechuya, we say then they don't have a chiv to do it. So let the other beis av do it. So David the chalukah makirim neshmaros hayorach lekaror v'lola tmeim. Him putra haysan the chalukah v'makirim the neshmaros b'chol ofen v'avchiv al mishmar zeh. Hafa chalukah but the others haysam b'chol ofen. L'chein kaven shirach dechuya ain a chiv klal al kohanim tmeim. Yeah. So he says that this is different. So by Tuma, we say that there's a difference between Hutra and Dechuya, whether you should try to get a Tohar or not. But that's only by Korban. But over here, you don't say that. Well, so he says, Vimsa on page 25 of the left side, page 25 of the left side, the paragraph in Vimsa. Lefi zed, the ain't chilek bein dechuy in lehutra, le'inyin lachzor acharei nochri, shele travay ose ba'atzmo, le'in lachakos on refu, the heter imuchan ha-heter le'travay ose, v'imein muchan ha-heter le'travay muter, le'in lishchot shesh nevei le'osu lishchot, kevin dechuyya, ule marami Rutenberg muter, Kevin Shehutra, Haladina Kosovar Rosh, Sarf Lishkar Avim Dhuya Mishum Demois. So the Rama Mishum Navela, Nimsa Shalek Khilak Ben Dhuya Lahutra. So why does the Rama say Dhuya? So he says that the Dhuya in the context of Chil Shabbos is means something like this. L'chein Nira, paragraph, page 25 of the left bottom paragraph. L'chein Nira, the Perish Dhuya Shekosa Rambam. In other words, so dechuya and tuma means that it's Shabbos. it's, you know, the tum is here. Hutra means when there's a tzibur, ki'ilu no one's tame. But it's different on Shabbos, what hutra and duchuya mean. That on, if you hold duchuya, it means there is a maisa issa going on. There is a maisa issa. But and hutra means there's no maisa issa at all. So therefore we say a kal kal. Mechad who dover iser, achshem huter lechola. Kevin sheish lahachel kal ein lahater hachomer. Hishlomen da af shehu heter yesh lahachel kal kal mishum deulai chomer iser who kechate achar sheze ein tzorach lechola. Vim lo huter rak iser hakal. Chen hamuchach lomer la aram shabrosh the sover. Whereas he's saying if it's hutra, then there's no maisa iser at all. Then you don't have to do hakal hakal tchila. Because there's no maisa iser at all. So if Shabbos is hutra, so then it's not a maisa iser. So it doesn't matter that this is skila, shechting, this is skila, and the other, and the veil is alav. Because there's no maisa iser at all. And if you hold the chuya, there is a maisa iser. So if there's a maisa iser, then it's better to do a lesser maisa issa than more of a maisa issa. But the concept of trying to get a guy, is not applicable in Hilchas Shabbos, even if it's hutra, even if it's dechuya, we say still do it all day Yisrael. Still do our day Israel. So he says that wouldn't be a nafkamina, because everyone agrees the pashup shot that you don't have to go and get a goy. You don't have to get a goy on Shabbos, even if you hold the chuya, because you have a heter, you have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah. The Jew has a mitzvah, not necessarily the goy. The Jew has a mitzvah, so it's your mitzvah. So you have to do it. Now, if you could do it in a way that's more kal, then maybe you have to do it in a way that's more kal. But you don't have to get a goy. That's the question. Maybe to do a shinoi, but to get a goy, that's, you know, mechuyev to do, because it's your mitzvah, it's not the guy's mitzvah. So what's the difference between hutra? You see, in Hilchas, Rav Moshe is saying it's the lashon of hutra and dechuya in Hilchas Tumah is different than hutra and dechuya in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. And hutra and dechuya in Hilchas Pikuach, in Hilchas Tumah, says that if you have a way of getting someone else who's not Tomei, and it's only dechuya, do so. But in Hilchas Shabbos, that doesn't apply. Even if it's dechuya, because the mitzvah is on the yid, it's not on the guy. So the yid has to do the mitzvah. So you don't have baba cheshbon to get a guy. And what's the difference between hutra and dechuya? The difference is if you hold hutra, it's not even a maisa issa. You didn't even do an avera. That's why you can shecht skila and not give the nevela. That's pshat of the Maharam Rutenberg. But if it's a dechuya, then it's a maisa iser, so then you would, you know, want to lessen the maisa, the iser. But no one says, but Rav Moshe's key thing is that the lashon of hutra and dechuya legabe tumah and the lashon hutra and dechuya legabe Shabbos are two different things. The Gemara says explicitly, by dechuya, by tumah, if you can get another coin to do it, you know, then go get the Tahar one to do it. because it's only the chuya. But in Shabbos, it's based on the fact that the yid has the chiv and not the goy. So you don't have to go into the realm of getting a goy. The only question is, should you try to memayit the iser or not? So if it's chutra, you don't have to be memayit, and if it's tchuya, you do, because chutra means it's not a ma'is avera at all. The chuya is. So then, once it is a ma'is avera, so do it in a way that's more kakal. And that could be to do it with a shinui. But to get a goy, that for sure you don't have to do.
Isn't that saying that by the avoda there's no obligation on any individual kohen, it's only on the klal kohanim?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Right. It's the shevet kahuna has to get the avoda done. And they split them up. So it's no more my obligation than another Kohen's obligation.
Rabbi, we don't pass him that way, l'halacha, do we?
What?
That even if there's a guy available, that you should do it yourself if you hold the chuya.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch says that, well, that's the machlokas mechaber Ramah. The mechaber says you do it all day Israel. The Ramah says if the guy's right there, then do with the guy.
Yeah,
and the Taz gets very upset about that.
You have a next door neighbor guy who is not going to be Misrachel, or you have to use him, right?
Not necessarily.
I'm sorry?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. In fact, as Rav Goodman points out, the Iker Din is the Yisrael. The Ramah, the question is, do you hold like the Ramah or not? So that's the we saw yesterday, the Aruch HaShulchan didn't like the Ramah, and the Taz
right.
Screamed against the Ramah.
Right.
So it's not, and Rav Goodman told me he thought the Iker Din is like the Mechaber. Harford is also. So it's not so simple that you should. We'll have more, discussion about this. But what Rav Moshe's breakthrough point is that even though it has the same lashon of hutra dechuya by tuma and by pikuach nefesh, it's not the same thing exactly. Because by pikuach nefesh,
if you would sit in front of the screen, we would not only see you better, but also hear you better. When you go to the side, it becomes different.
Yeah, you see me now?
I see you now and I hear you now.
But okay, good. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe's breakthrough point, that the Lashon of Hutra and Dechuya, even though it's the same Lashon that's used by Tumah and by Shabbos, it's a different Hagdara. That by Tumah, it's always Dechuya, so try, if you can get another Kohen who's Tahar, do so. And by Shabbos, it's not. Even if it's Dechuya, the Jew could do it, because the Goy doesn't have the obligation. So don't get the Goy involved. But once it's the chuya, if you can do it in a way that's less avera, like b'shinoi, so then maybe go ahead and do it that way. And if you hold its hutra, then see, either way, chuya and hutra, you get the goys out of the picture. That's what Ramosh is writing. Hutra, chuya, the goys out of the picture. Either way, the only question is if it's hutra, it's not considered a ma'is avera, and if it's chuya, it is a ma'is avera, and ever it's a ma'is avera. So then we go ahead and we go ahead and say, once it's a ma'is avera, so then try to do it in a lesser way than before. And that's what Moshe...
That's a big chiddush,
no? No. Because you see, in the poskim, that it depends how much credibility, how much weight you place in the Ramah. A lot of the poskim were angry with the Ramah. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan was
right.
And the Taz was upset, Okay, so that's what Moshe says. Izzy Muller's here? Izzy? Where are you?
Yeah,
so Izzy just pointed out 2 days ago we were discussing that sefer from who? From the Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And I was saying there was a Mordechai Tversky that wrote Sefer Mikvos, but he was pointing out to me that that's not the same person. Correct?
Yeah, I think that Sefer Sheir Yisrael, he was a Talmud of the Magid of Chernobyl, and who was Rav Motel Tversky, but the Sefer that you're referring to about him was Mikvos and Tias Yadayim, I think was Mordechai Tversky who was the Horn Stipler Rebbe, who lived a little bit after that.
Right, okay. Okay, so that's good to know. Okay, everybody, so we finished a pack of Dala today. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have Shir on, we'll continue on Monday, packet Hay. And then we'll take a little break now, and then we'll start Chumash in a couple of minutes. Okay, so I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Let's see who's here. Ezra Hagler, and Nathan Bauer, and Izzy Muller, Asher Schoenbrook, Jacob Silberger, Adam Patel, Rav Yosef Katan, Aryeh Berman, Ilan Sasson, Daniel Albert, Avram Levitt, Rabbi Alter, Ezra Hess, Josh Blau, Eli Fink, Adam Patel, Akiva Poppers, Rabbi Eric Goldstein, Daniel Albert, and Gilad Bodner. Okay, So that is the story. Okay, so we'll take a little break now, and then we'll have the Chumash Shir in a couple of minutes. Elon, you'll post the Chumash Shir for everybody?
Rabbi, I'm going to post it in the chat so everyone has it.
Scratch, Rabbi.
Okay, good to see Isaiah.
Good to see you, Rabbi.
Oh, Rabbi Isaiah Rothstein, Shlita. Nathan Bauer.
Rabbi.
Okay. Okay, Nathan Bauer and Elon Sasson, Agul Hazel. Okay. Okay, so give me